Bruchim Aboyim to the seventh and continuing series of Shiurim on the entitled The Oral Nature of the Written Law. And if we could a little bit summarize what we've done over the last, six weeks, I think it's been more than 6 weeks, but in any case, over the period of time, then in the first five Shiurim, the first five lectures, we tried to establish that Chazal understood the structure of the Teresh HaBechsav, of the written law, as being, in a certain sense, parallel, commensurable, with the structure of the written law. And we developed this theme in the first five lectures. In the sixth lecture, we went to apply this in the case of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is, in fact, actually a mitzvah which appears in many places, several places in the Chumash, and there are obviously variations in the different places where it appears. And as the Chazon Ish writes in the Seder Sinas Parshas HaTorah, which is Simen Kuf Chaf Hei in Erachayit, that in fact the changes in the different places where the mitzvah appears in the Chumash is coming to Meramez, to allude to us as to the way that Chazal understood the Pesukim in terms of their drushes and in terms of their interpretation of the written law. So, actually applying the maxim of the Chazon Ish, which I guess is the inspiration behind all of the Shiurim, we're going to look a little bit at the Korban Pesach. Now, last time I mentioned the fact that the Korban Pesach appears in several places. We spoke about the what appears to be a seeming contradiction between the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach as it appears in Shmos and Parshas Boy, and that as it appears in Parshas Rei, and we saw, Baruch Hashem, according to Ramban, that in fact, in a certain sense, the psukim in Devarim, in Parshas Rei, can be understood to be actually referring to the psukim in Parshas Boy, which in a certain sense means that Sefer Devarim, while including the Korban Pesach, together with the Shlomit and other Kabbonis, the Shalmei Simcha, which were actually brought not only during the 7 days of the Yom Tov of Pesach, but actually were brought actually on the Leil HaSeder, as we'll see in Mitzvah Shem and the Rambam, in Perachez and Lichos Chomes HaMatzah, then in a certain sense we understand that Devarim is a type of a commentary on Parshas Shmos, and in fact actually the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach appears in part and parcel of those things which are which the Chumash speaks about, and right in the Shalmei Simcha, and we'll see maybe the Chagigas Yudalit. All of these are in fact actually the subject of the Psukim in Parshas Re'eh. Okay, in any case, what I wanted to speak about and go a little bit further into this issue was two Psukim in Shmos, not in Parshas Shmos, but in Sefer Shmos, which, in fact, have been the subject of much discussion over not only in the 21st century, but in the 20th century, perhaps maybe at the end of the 19th century. And there are, in fact, in addition to the major halachas of the Korban Pesach, which appear in Parshas Boy, let's summarize a little bit again, those of you who have a chumash in front of you and those who don't have a chumash in front of you, even though Devar Mishabechzav Yata Rosh Eloimim Be'al Peh, but I have a chumash in front of me in any case. The main halachas, as they appear in Parshas Boy, are actually in Perek Yud Beis. Perek Yud Beis in Shmos, that's Parshas Boy. And they appear actually in two Parshas. Well, two Parshas means in terms of Suchas and Stumais. So you have actually in Perek Yud Beis from Pasuk Aleph, right? Pasuk Aleph. Until I'm turning the pages right over here, from Pasuk Aleph until two, including Pasuk Chaf, and then the Parsha Psucha, you have from once again in Perek Yud Beis, from Pasuk Chaf Aleph, you have Psukim until including Parsha Chaf Ches when you have a Parsha Stuma. Okay, and then however in Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Mishpatim, there's the tzivoy on the shalosh of Golem. First begins the tzivoy on Shabbos or Shvius, depends Rabbi Akiva, however we learn it's Machlokes Tanoim. And then in Perach of Gimel, Pasuk Yudalit, Shalosh Golem Tochag Li Bashana, speaks about making a chag three times during the year. Chag HaMatzos, right? Chag HaKotzio, right? Chag HaKotzio, and then Pasuk Yudzayin, Shalosh Pom Bashana, Yerah Kol Zchoros Bnei Ha'odin Hashem. And then Pasuk Yudches, Lo Yisizbach Al Chometz Dam Zivchi, V'lo Yolin Chilev Chagi Ad Boiker. So, in other words, this is the way Chazal understood, for the most part. Actually, the way Chazal understood, so the first part of the Pasuk, Lo Yisizbach Al Chometz Dam Zivchi, this is referred, in fact, actually, speak to the Korban Pesach. Right, the Korban Pesach. There's literally no other way of reading the ratio of the Pasuk before the Aslachta. I'm quoting from Rashi, from Bechilta, Ach Tevoras HaChometz. And then, the next part of the positive, Yolin Chilev Chagi Ad Boike, which Pashas is speaking about the Korban Pesach, but we'll see in Chazal, it could be referring, in addition to the Korban Pesach, we'll see in Chazal, they could be referring to maybe the Chagigas Yudalit, or the Shalmei Simcha, the brother Korban Pesach, but nonetheless, the reference is actually to Pesach. Okay? But as I said before, this is subject to opinions in Chazal. But certainly, the thrust of the pasuk is referring to Pesach. Now, in addition, towards the end of Parshas Kisisa, we also have a tzivoy of the Shalosh HaGolim. Okay, Shalosh HaGolim, and then there in Perek Lamed Dalet, in Pasuk Chofei, we have a pasuk which is similar, parallel, not exactly word for word. To the pasuk in Mishpatim, and there it says in Perek Lamed Dalet pasuk Chofei, Lo Yisizchal Al Chometz Dam Zivchi, V'lo Yolin LaBoike Zevach Chag HaPesach. And on the what does it mean? So in other words, Lo Yisizchal Al Chometz Dam Zivchi. That's clearly referring to the Korban Pesach, and V'lo Yolin LaBoike Zevach Chag HaPesach. This is a machlekes tanoim, whether it's referring to only the Korban Pesach, or whether it's also referring to the Chagigas Yudalit. It's a machlekes chachamim and ben tema. Chazal bring an opinion of ben tema, right, which is not, right, and daf ayin mit aleph in Psoche. And ben tema, learns from the pasuk, v'loyol naboike zevach chag pesach, zevach chag ze chagiga. We mean the Chagigas Yudalit. There was a special Chagigah that was brought on Erev Pesach, that the Korban Pesach should be eaten al HaSoiva. Okay? And HaPesach Kabashmol. Kabashmol. And HaPesach, was therefore the Pasuk is actually, the Pasuk, Zevach HaPesach, Zevach refers to the Chagigas Yudalit, and Pesach refers to the Korban Pesach. The Pasuk referring to two Korbanos. Right? According to the Gondaf Ayin Moralah for now. So therefore, according to Ben Tema, the Chagigas Yudalit has the same din as the Korban Pesach, that you can not, it can be only eaten until Omer HaShachar. And that's the opinion of Ben Tema, Chom HaCholik on that. Ben Tema also gives the Chagigas Yudalit other dinim of the Korban Pesach, there's a famous Machlokes on that, that's why on your Seder plate, the hard-boiled egg, the beitza, as in addition to be boiled, is also roasted to mekayim the sheet of ben tema. So, but in any case, Chazal understood that in fact there was a machlokes in Chazal was referring to the Korban Pesach and the Chagigas Yudalit, or just the Korban Pesach. Regarding the pasuk in Mishpatim, so then the Pashto says that it's referring to, in fact, actually the Korban Pesach, even though there are different opinions in Chazal whether it's referring to actually Chagigas Yudalit too. I don't want to go into, I'm not going to give a Shir Be'iyun on how Chazal understood the Psukim, but nonetheless, we can be safe to say, certainly for this Shir, that the standard opinion of Chazal is referring to either the Korban Pesach, and perhaps, according to some opinions, the Chagigas Yudalit or any Chagigah that was brought together with the Korban Pesach. shul that has occupied many people over the last century, over 100 years, maybe over 100 years, is the fact is that in Mishpatim, many people wanted to claim, some people wanted to claim, that in fact we don't see clearly a direct reference to the Korban Pesach. Certainly, the Pasuk in Mishpatim, Chav Gimel Yudches, it just says, L'sizbach ha'chomet dam zivchi, v'lo yolin chelim chagi ad boiker. And chagi could refer to, in fact, actually the Korban Pesach is not mentioned explicitly. Even the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Kisisa was raised, and even though it says v'yolin laboika zevach chag haPesach, but zevach chag haPesach could mean the zevach, the celebration of the chag of Pesach. But who says it's referring to the Korban Pesach as prescribed in Shmos in Parshas Bo? And this led to many wild theories, well, different types of theories, right? Some of which not only bordered, but actually constitute a Picosus de Araisa. But we're not going to, I don't think it's worth it to go into these things, because clearly, as we see, the reading is clearly faulty. It's very good to have an agenda, but the presence of Chametz in both Pesukim, at least in the ratio of the Pesach, the only thing I can think it refers to is maybe Menachos, but the Pesach song doesn't read like that. And but we'll see a little bit how we can understand these Pesukim. We want to address the issue of how we're supposed to look at these Pesukim. We know, for example, that in the Gemara in Menachos, Samach Vav, speaks about a famous machlokes, I think I mentioned it last time, Mimochas HaShabbos. And the Tzedukim, the Rabbi Tzedukim, wanted to claim that Shabbos meant Shabbos Bereishis. We spoke a little bit about that. Of course it means Pesach. But the question is, so why did the Torah use Shabbos out of Pesach? So if you look in the Os HaMeh, in the Meshach Chochma, the last person who probably knew Kol HaTorah Kula, there he gives an understanding why, in fact, the Torah used the Lashon of Shabbos. So I want to here try to give a little bit of understanding why did the Torah use, why wasn't the Korban Pesach named explicitly? Both in Pasuk Yud Ches in Perach of Gimel Mishpatim, and also in it says Zevach Chag HaPesach. Why, in fact, actually, the Korban Pesach is not actually meant explicitly, but it seems to refer to Zevach Chag HaPesach. And I want to really base myself on the ideas that we've developed, Baruch Hashem, over the last number of weeks. There's a very interesting din in the Korban Pesach, which is actually shared by no Korban other than a Chatas. And that is that the Korban Pesach has to be sacrifice, the shechita, has to be done lishma. The shechita, see, all the four abbas have to be done lishma. The only other korban which requires lishma, as those of you know from the first Mishpat Zvachim, is a chatas, but a chatas is understandable. A chatas is coming to, as a kapara for a specific chait done by a specific person. But the korban Pesach, right, why would, in fact, actually, one think that the korban Pesach has to be done lishma? But in fact, actually, that this, in fact, actually is a limud of Chazal in several places of the Gemara, and there's no machlokes on this, that the Korban Pesach has to be done lishma, has to be shafted lishma. Now, there are several makayras, several psukim that Chazal bring, but probably the most famous one is it appears in Pasha's Boy, and it's actually the question which Chazal, the question is actually identified by Chazal with the Rasha. It says in Shmois, Perek Yud Beis, Chavov, V'hoya ki yomua, after the Torah details the Avoda of the Korban Pesach. So, the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Chavov, V'hoya ki yomua elechem b'neichem, which is your children, your son tell to you, Ma avoda hazlis lachem. And Chazal the Bechilter and Sefri identified as being the Rasha, that's in your Haggadah. So the answer we give is V'yamatim zeva pesach ul Hashem Asher pesach al patei v'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim. V'yamatim zeva pesach ul Hashem. In fact, the Gemara in Pesacha learns from this that in fact the Kovan Pesach has to be shatet l'shma. This is a Ferush Gemara, right? Some of the base of a base, a papa says the Pesach is different because it says Omakrov Amatan Zev Pesachul of Yosef. Who l'shem achil. In other words, the Korban Pesach is b'shem d'lishma, and that's a unique thing about the Korban Pesach. It's interesting. Why are your children asking you? They don't know the halachas of Korban Pesach. They didn't go to cheder. We're going to speak about this. But in any case, Amatan Zev Pesachul Hashem Asher Pesach Al Padei Ven Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. So the Pesach has to be Lashem. In addition, there's another pasuk that, in other words, this is in the second parsha in Parsha's Boy. But actually, previously to that, in the first parsha in Parsha's Boy, right, where after giving the details of the Korban Pesach, it says in Perak Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Dalet, once again, V'hoya ha'yayim azeh lachem lezikoroi, this day will be a zikoroi, V'chagoysim oisrei chag la'ashem. Once again, the emphasis is that when you make a chag, chagoysim oisrei, chagoysim oisrei probably means the korbanos, the korban, right? As we'll speak about the korban Pesach, but perhaps maybe even the shlomim that are brought on Pesach, it says, "V'chagoysim oisrei chag la'ashem." So once in the Torah is emphasizing in both parashas that the korban Pesach is called the chag la'ashem. It's a very, very unique korban. V'matan zepachu la'ashem, v'chagoysim chag la'ashem. Okay, very, very good. Now, based upon this, I want to say that if we look at the psukim in later on in Shemois, it says, Lo sizbach hachom et dam zivchi, my zevach, v'lo yolin chelev chagi, my chag ad boiker. Which chag is called the Kodesh Baruch Hu's chag? Which zevach is called the Kodesh Baruch Hu's zevach? That can only be one zevach, and that can only be the Korban Pesach. And that's the chagiga that comes with the Korban Pesach. In other words, the pasuk in Mishpatim is a clear reference to that chag, that zevach is la Hashem. And similarly, in Parshas Kisisa, where it says, once again, Perek Lamadal, Pasuk of Hei, once again, lo sishchat, al chometz dam zivchi. Dam zivchi. Now, of course, it doesn't say in the next part of the Pasuk, chagi, but it says zevach chag ha-posach. So in other words, clearly, the psukim in Mishpatim and Kisisa, with the pronoun, are referring to the chag, that's a chag la'ashem, the kovin, which is a kovin la'ashem, v'abatam zevach pesachu la'ashem, chag la'ashem, clearly, chagi, zivchi, is referring to what? To the psukim in Parshas Boy. So, it's interesting if we actually take a look at the structure. We have something very interesting. We have in Parshas Boy, this is really want to elucidate the structure of the Chumash. In Parshas Boy, we have all the details of the Korban. All the details of the Korban, all the Zikas Hadam, the Shechita, the Achila, etc. All the details, right? And then in Parshas Mishpatim and Kisisa, we have a short statement which gives us very, very specific, short dinim that clearly are referring to the very korban that's spoken about in tremendous detail in Parshas Boy. In which case, I want to make the following claim. I want to make the following claim. Namely, that in a certain sense, the Parshas and Parshas Boy a little bit like drushes. In other words, the Torah is going into a tremendous amount of detail. And you see, actually, there's many, many drushes of Chazal many detailed drashas on these psukim. And then, it's interesting that the psukim in Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kisisa, a little bit, which are short, very short halachas, have the structure of a Mishnah. It's almost as if that the Torah is presenting us with drashas from psukim, and then the Torah is presenting us with, in fact, actually, Mishnayos. Now, in fact, so, if in fact actually Chazal understood this, we should expect to find Mishnayos which correspond to these psukim. In fact, even more so, perhaps we might find, well, not only a Gemara, but a Mishnah that corresponds to the pasuk in Devarim Re'eh, because we know that sometimes as Rebbe redacted the Mishnayos, there were Mishnayos which contained an earlier Mishnayos. In other words, Rebbe would take earlier Mishnayos and incorporate them within other Mishnayos. Not only I spoke about it in the redaction of the Talmud, but also, in fact, actually, look at the first Rav Kiva Eger in Psachim, as Rav Kiva at the end of Kalim. We all know these Maram HaKaymas. Okay, now, I want to now look at the Mishnayos. There's a Mishnah in Psachim in the fifth parak. I have to admit I don't really know the Mishnayos from Mishnayos, I know the Mishnayos from the Gemara. But the Mishnah appears in the fifth parak of Psachim, Daf Samach Gimel Aleph. Okay? It's a short Mishnah. Well, the first part of the Mishnah is short. Hashoichet es haPesach al haChametz over b'loy saseh. That Mishnah is either loisiz bach al chametz dam zivchi, or loisishkal al chametz dam zivchi. That's a Mishnah. Now, it's very interesting is that the Mishnah, which refers to about chelav chagi, or dam zivchi, the first part of the pasuk, loisiz bach al chametz dam zivchi, loisishkal al chametz dam zivchi. So it's interesting. The Mishnah, the pasuk is actually telling me two things. One thing is telling me the din that a person should not be shechta korban Pesach when he possesses one of the chabur possesses chametz. But also, as I mentioned, dam zivchi is a remez to the lishma of the korban Pesach. So lo and behold, what's the hamshach of the Mishnah? The hamshach of the Mishnah has to do with halachas lishma, right? Rabbi Shimon Oimer, HaPesach Baba Asol Lishmoy, Chayev, Shalosh Shmoy Potter, Shakal Azvachim, Ben Lishmoy, Ben Lishmoy Potter. The rest of the Mishnah has to do with Lishmoy. Because that's how Chazal understood the Pasuk. The Pasuk speaks about the din of the Issa possessing Chametz during the Shechitas HaPesach. And in addition, the Pasuk also makes reference to the din of Lishmoy, Dam Zivchi. And because of this, in fact, actually, Chazal actually took the pasuk and framed it in the structure of a Mishnah. Okay? Now, what about the second part of the psukim? So we have here in Mishpatim. In Mishpatim it says, Lo yolin chelav chagi ad boiko. Now what's chagi? And in Lamed Dalet, it says, L'yon L'boik is Zev HaChag HaPasach. So we see that Pesach is also connected with something called the Chagiga. Okay, there's a Bachlag, it's Chom Ben Tema, but actually, if you look actually at the Mechilta, not of Rabbi Yishmael, but the Chita of Shimbi Yochai, which is Levi the Rabbi Yekiva, you'll see actually that there's a reference that in fact Chazal understood that the Chag HaPesach is referring to the Chagiga Shul Dalet. As is a sheet in the Gemara and the Ayin, that's right, the Chagiga Tezvav. In any case, what's the Mishnah which corresponds to the second half of the Pasuk? So this Mishnah appears in Psachim, and Daf, Samech Tes, Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, a Mosai Mevi Chagigi Imoi, when do you bring the Chagiga? We speak about the Chagiga Shudalit. Zman Shubba Bachol Batayo Vamuat, okay, now, so in other words, that basically, the Mishnah here is referring to Chagiga. Now, what's interesting enough is that a Masa may be Chagiga. In other words, the Pasuk is a clear reference to the Pasuk of the Torah. Okay, but now, we spoke about the fact is that in the volume in Re'eh, where it says, "V'zavachta pesach l'Hashem elokecha tzoynu vaka," so the way we learned last time, based upon the Ramban, was pesach, "V'zavachta pesach l'Hashem elokecha," that means the Korban Pesach, and then tzoynu vaka refers to the chagiga that's brought together with the Korban Pesach, maybe the Shalmei chagiga, the Shlomim Tezvav, whatever it is. So in other words, the pasuk in Re'eh incorporated v'zavachta pesach, the Korban Pesach, but together with the other kabbalas that were brought. Okay, I want to claim that this pasuk has its equivalence in the Mishnah, the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, "Hachagiga ha'isaba min atzoin min abaka, and then min akavazim min aizim min aschom min akevois, v'ne'acheles l'shtei yomim v'layla echad." So in other words, if you look at the Mishnah says the chagiga would come min hatzoin u'min abaka. The Mishnah is really just quoting the Pasuk. In fact, the Pasuk is the Mishnah. It was the Mishnah is telling you how to read the Pasuk. That we're referring to the Chagiga, and v'zavachta Pesach, l'Hashem l'kech etzoynu v'oka, that this statement is actually, in fact, first of all, the Mishnah introduced the Chagiga, and that was based on Mishpatim, right? And then, right here, in Parshas Re'eh, in other words, the first part of the Mishnah is the pasuk is that appears in Mishpatim or Kisisa, right? And here, right? And here, the Mishnah is structured like the pasuk in Re'eh because it says Chagig Ha'isaba Minat Soinu Minabaka. That's the pasuk in Devarim Soinu Baka. Then it is Minakvasim Minaizim. But first, the Mishnah quotes Soinu Baka. Right, minas chom and anakevas, and then it says v'nechelish shnei yomim v'loy leechad lafuki from bentema. In other words, don't think that the loyolin chagi is speaking about like bentema, but rather it's even 2 days in one, which meaning that word, meaning that, and the Gemara says the look of bentema. So we see, very easily enough, is Chazal understood that the two psukim in Mishpatim are actually Mishnayas. Are actually Mishnayas in a certain sense. They have a structure of Mishnayas. And the Pasuk in Devarim is also a larger Mishnah, which incorporates the Mishnah Mishpatim, just adds on other dinim of the Chagiga, namely that the Chagiga's Yodalit can come Minat Soinu Minat Baka. And is eaten 2 days in one night, as opposed to the, in this case it'll be here, right, is Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad, right, as opposed to the Shita Ben Tema. So, Chazal understood, it's clear that Chazal understood, that the psukim in Shemais were clearly referring to the psukim in Parshas Bo'i, and in fact the structure of the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which incorporates the Pesach together with the Korban Chagiga, the Chagiga come from the Tzoyin of the Vaka, is actually a Mefusha Mishnah in Sabach Tazamud Beis.
Yeah. So are we saying that the psukim have two, if you like, styles? There's a midrash style and a mishnah style.
That's right.
And the oral law picks up on those styles and recreates them.
Right, right. That's what I want to claim. What I want to claim is that we see that there are psukim which give a tremendous amount of detail, and there are psukim which give very, very short halachas, terse halachas, and then there are psukim which have actually will refer to the terse halachas and extend the terse halachas and add other halachas. With a certain sense, is what's called drashas, mishnayos, and gemara. And with a larger mishnah, can be understood as a type of a gemara. Or, for example, larger mishnayos, or mishnayos can interpret other mishnayos, maybe a tosefta. In other words, maybe we can look at Re'eh as a type of, the pasuk Re'eh as being a type of a tosefta, which means it's a pelush on the mishnah and includes details that are not included in the mishnah. In other words, in any case, I mean, Chazal actually incorporate, but we see clearly that Chazal, right, Chazal, in fact, actually brought Mishnayos, which are clear, which actually correspond to Pesukim in the Chumash, both Pesukim in Shemois, and to a Pesuk in Devarim. It's very interesting is that the style of the Mishnah, Sabbatez of the Beis, is clearly that the last part of the Mishnah is adding detail to the first part, because it says, what time do you bring a Chagiga? And then it says, then it goes back again, the Chagiga came from that Simon, Abokar. It's very, very interesting. Why should you say when you bring the Chagiga and where does the Chagiga come from? If you're introducing the subject matter, you would say exactly opposite. Say where the Chagiga came from and then tell me a detail when, you know, when do you bring the Chagiga? But in fact, clearly, when do you bring the Chagiga? Right? It's Chagiga that's mentioned in the Pasuk. Right? And then, of course, now we add the details in Devarim. The Chagiga comes from Tzernabok. Tzernabok is a quote of the Pasuk in Re'ei. Right? And the first part of the Pasuk, of course, the Fusha Mishnah, Hashem is a Pesach over B'loi Sase. And then, of course, how do we know it's a Korban Pesach? Well, the Pasuk says Dam Zivchi. So the Mishnah there in Tzemach Gilman Aleph actually gives the halakas of Lishma of the Korban Pesach. So we see clearly that Chazal constructed the Mishnayas in a commensurable way to the way you read Chumash. Now, of course, there are Mishnayas in between these Mishnayas, of course, because, I mean, there was a redaction of Mishnayas. Rebbe placed Mishnayas, incorporated Mishnayas, would deal with, would go up on, perhaps, you know, different issues. But the structure of the Mishnayas is certainly a Gilei Milsa, expresses the way the Chazal understood the Psukim in the Chumash. And this is really what I want to claim is the oral nature of the written law. That Chazal based their construction, they based their canonization of the oral law on what they understood to be the structure of the Chumash. Now that the Mishnah should refer to something which is Drashas, that's actually the first Gemara in Shas, which all of you learned, or some of you learned a few months ago in Brachos, Tana Hechakai. Because the Tana assumes that you know the Psukim. And the Tana is referring to the Pasuk. Memes I koshma ba'alvis, right? It's going up a shof kumecha. So when the pasuk says they must say mevi chagiga imai, that's going on what? That's going on the drasha that chagi is going on what? It's going on the chagiga shadalit. So in other words, Chazal darshened chagi to refer to the chagiga shadalit, and the mishnah just picks up and says they must say mevi chagiga imai. It's referring to the Pasuk. And then comes the, generally, the Tosefta, or the enlarged Mishnah, that the Chagiga comes, v'natzoydom in Abaka, v'nekvosom in Ha'izim. And of course, at the end, the Mishnah says, v'nechelos yishnei yom v'leila echad, lafuke, the way Ben Tema learns in the Pasuk. So, clearly, the Mishnayas are reflecting the oral nature of the written law. Now, this shows that the lack of a mention of a Korban Pesach, which has led to so much confusion in people trying to understand the Chumash, is just comes out of a completely misunderstanding of how the Chumash was structured. In other words, one cannot learn the Chumash independent of any other part of the Chumash. And this is really what the Chazanish speaks about. The Chazanish, right, says explicitly, I quoted him earlier, that the different times mitzvahs appear in the Torah and the differences in the way they're worded comes from Meramis on the Meseira. Chazanish says the Meseira that Chazal had in dashing the Torah Shbi'al Peh. I want to mention, Chazanish means the Meseira. What's Meseira? That this was the Meseira of Chazal. The Meseira of Chazal was is that the written law was also an oral law too. Oral law too. I don't want to go into drashas, the Beis Halevi, but in any case, Kipshuta Kamashmo, Chazal understood that the written law was a type, has to be understood within the context of an oral transmission, and Chazal based their oral transmission on this written law, which in a certain sense means that Chazal patterned themselves, Alpi the Teresh Bechsav. And I think this really gives us a basis for really believing, not believing, but knowing that Chazal, in fact, actually is the authentic transmission of the Mesira, because they themselves transmitted the Mesira in the most accurate way. Namely, the very nature of the Torah Shebichtav was, in fact, nimshach, was perpetuated and continued by Chazal. Okay. There's a lot more to speak about here, but I think that this is a good place to end. I think that next time we're going to go on to another subject matter, even though I would love to spend more time on the Korban Pesach, but many miles to go before we sleep. In any case, on a very stormy and rainy morning, from the undisclosed place in Yerushalayim HaKadosh, be well for Kol Tov.